European Union lawmakers have called for more pressure on Israel to stop its settlement activities in the occupied West Bank. The European Council on Foreign Relations has proposed a ban on Israeli entities which are operating in the occupied West Bank. Based on the proposal, Israeli banks would not be able to receive any loans or mortgages from European banks. The Council also urged the Union to levy taxes on the so-called charities which support settlement projects. The European Union has already decided to label Israeli goods made in the settlements. The body is critical of Israel's expansionism and has called for a halt in the occupation of Palestinian land. Blaine Coleman, from the Palestine Human Rights Activist, joins us from Detroit. Blaine Coleman, we've been hearing about the European Union criticizing Israel's illegal settlement policies for quite some time. I mean, year in, year out, and it's becoming repetitive, even though there has been some movement to limit, although it hasn't been successful, Israel and its illegal settlements. Why isn't there more being done? Obviously, they are able to pursue perhaps more enforceful avenue here.
I'll tell you why. Because they don't have a backbone. As soon as you see a group of university students with a backbone who march for the boycott against Israel with some conviction in their voice, then you will see the whole racist project known as Israel collapse. As soon as you see a bunch of university students on a bunch of US campuses clearly demanding total boycott against Israel, then you will see Israel collapse. Until then, you won't see much. Look at the Black civil rights movement in the United States. Look at Martin, Malcolm, the Panthers. They only succeeded because they were loud and clear and had some conviction. I am waiting to see that kind of conviction spread across US campuses for the movement to boycott Israel. That's when Israel is finished.
And what do you think is going to move students to do that on a wide scale with conviction, as you said?
When they see each other doing it. Up until now, you've had some very weak divestment movements, which are better than nothing. They just have to get more conviction in their voice. Nothing is stopping them. The police are not stopping them. Nobody is stopping them except for their own fear. They need to lose that fear and demand boycott against Israel.
Thank you very much, Blaine Coleman, Palestine human rights activist there from Detroit.